Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. I wonder where in life you feel the most pressure. Is it pressure to succeed and achieve better results than the people you feel you are competing with in life, whether that's schooling or job or sibling rivalry or even athletics or your hobbies? Is it pressure to fit in with the crowd or pressure to lead when you don't want to lead? Is it moral pressure or financial pressure? Or maybe you feel the pressure of your heritage to honor a legacy or a family name. Join me again with the Apostle Paul as he's writing about this pressure in the 10th chapter of his first letter to his Christian friends in Corinth, Greece, in the middle of the first century. The first 10 verses of chapter 10 are Paul's reminder to his Messianic Jewish friends that they have a rich heritage recorded for us in the early part of the Old Testament. But while that heritage proved God's miraculous watch care over his people, therein were also many warnings as God's people wandered away or outright rebelled against God. Here's an important statement Paul made, which could easily be a message to you and me about our heritage. Now, these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. Have you heard this old wisdom adage? We either learn from our past mistakes or we are destined to repeat them. History is very valuable, isn't it, my friends? Your family history and mine are the true stories of all that has occurred in the past, which has shaped the family culture, the values, the reputation, and legacy of our family. What have you and I learned from the mistakes of our ancestors? You and I were born into, and now in our lifetimes, we are refining by our choices the family legacy which has been passed to us by our ancestors. Soon, we'll pass this long family heritage to our children and grandchildren. It's very important, therefore, that we all take time regularly to pause and reflect on how well we understand the past and what we are doing in our lifetime as we reshape our family heritage. That's what Paul was challenging the Corinthian Messianic Jews to consider. What warnings should you and I glean from our family histories? How do we teach our children and grands to learn from their family past and watch closely how their lives will impact their family heritage? Do you see Paul celebrating that Jews have the benefit of their ancient history being written down as a historical record, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11? The Old Testament of our Bible is a very, very important part of the written record of the Jews from the days of Abraham to the present. But then Paul shifts his focus to all Christians in all generations, as he wrote, "If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to all mankind. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, God will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 and 13. Oh my, this is very powerful, isn't it? I see three significant statements from Paul here. Do you? First, we must always be very alert and careful because the collapse of our personal reputation and family legacy could happen quickly with one very bad decision. We've all seen it happen to others, haven't we? So what contributes most to your vulnerability and mine? Do you remember King Solomon's advice, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of your life"? Proverbs 4, verse 23. So how are you and I guarding our hearts from things that could draw us dangerously away from Jesus and into traps of the dark kingdom? Second, none of us is under unique temptation pressure. Oh, your life circumstances are unique to you, that's for sure, and mine are unique to me. But the schemes of the dark kingdom tempting us to sin, which will erode or destroy our reputation, those schemes are not new. Pride, lust, jealousy, anger, bitterness, retaliation, deceit, unforgiveness, gossip, envy, etc., are all just as prevalent today as they have been for millennia. So why doesn't the devil change his tactics? Have you ever heard this old adage, don't fix what ain't broke? Why should the devil try new things when the old things are working just fine in accomplishing his objective of tempting people to self-destruction? The question is, how well do you and I know ourselves? Can we discern a temptation brewing before it becomes a problem? What action are we taking to protect ourselves, and have we taught our children and grands how to do the same? Third, do you see God's promises in Paul's words? God understands your situation and mine better than we do. God sees exactly what's going on and more. God can see what's coming next. God is always looking at the condition of our soul. What is our mind thinking, our heart feeling, our will preparing to choose, and how is our personality affecting our situation? And finally, I see in Paul's words that God will always be ready to guide us before we make a terrible mistake. But we have to be listening, paying attention, and looking for God's wise guidance to do the next right thing. Now, if you like to mark in your Bible, I urge you to underline the key verses we looked at today. Perhaps even memorize them or print them on a card and carry it in your pocket. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 and 11 to 13.